Before we look at the Gemara and get to it, I just want to touch one point. Rishon Zalman has an aura that Rishon Zalman has a aura. There's a mitzvah schinuch that he quotes. There's a schinuch in mitzvah membeis. The mitzvah of Rabbi Ivri discusses a case where you have a peutos. So he yarshens a case was kena katan. He marked himself as chazal masakan peutos mimkara memker mekach mekach mimkara memker. This is not by karka, but by talton you can do that. So he has a shayla, can a peutos sell himself as an eved ivri? So he says it can't be, because the whole kayak for the did of Memkar Mekach and Mekach of Memkar Memkar is because Hefker Bes and Hefker. And Hefker Bes and Hefker will not give them a kayak to be marked at a goof, their goof, because everybody is Akhnos a goof. Right? And we don't find that the Iker kayak this din of Hefker Bes and Hefker wouldn't go as a bite to be able to be marked in the goof. Chazal have a shlita over the. It's worked in Dini Momenis, Bekitcha, that's what he's saying. And this is not Dini Momenis anymore, this is beyond Dini Momenis. And we gave the Sultan Guv is beyond Dini Momenis. So Rosh Hashanah quotes this Milchus Chinuch. He says, but we're seeing from over here that Dinu Machus Adino, which the Rashba is saying that it has a kurt to be, that they have a kurt over the shlita over the Guv, means we're taking the kurt of Dinu Machus Adino beyond the kurt of Hefker Bes and Hefker. Now, there's a Pnei Shul that thinks that on that, and he says that Hefker Bes and Hefker would work on the goof also, and they would have a kayak to be marked on the goof. But with the assumption of the Michal Schinuch, that there comes out that the kayak of Dinah Machuzadina goes beyond the kayak of Hefker Bes and Hefker. It's a kayak which is beyond that. That's an interesting. Ha'ora, when you're handling the Dvar of Rama, where there's his a lot of the mahalach of the siman is he equates Hefker Bes and Hefker and Dinah Machus Adina. So he points out that the Betzim Hefker the Dinah Machus Adina would be a stronger kayach than Hefker Bes and Hefker. What? With a cut in the because it's not a kinyan goof. Allowed? I'm not sure. What did make it work? I got a tzitzum. So what do you want to do? I don't know. Okay. So the Gemara Gittin, we've already touched on a few times. Let's just at least learn through the Gemara inside and point out some of the kudos of the Rishonim. Kol shoros ha'el bar kol shalav de chacham al pi shekhus pein al de chacham is ksherin chutz begitin noshim shekuri avonim. So the Mishnah says that the shtaros which are oilem are kosher of the chachovim, the chismayim, even though they're signed by the chachovim, they're kosher, not by get and not by shechur. Rav Shimon says even those are kosher. And the more says the pshat and Rav Shimon is because Rav Shimon is going with Shitas Rav Eliezer all day to Masira Karti, and therefore even though the chaysim it's not going to work, but since they're adding Yisrael, so the kashas of the stars is adding Masira, so the work may get to also. I give a problem of it's Mizuif Mitoichoy, so the more handles it, the more deals with the issue of Mizuif Mitoichoy, and Yud Alpha Manal. That's not okay. So more says kaposi matoni loishna mecher loishna matoni. It says kol shtar, it means even shtar matoni. Bishom mecher ichiyoy bizuzi kamayu hutakana. Bishtar raya ba'almohu. The lo yoy bizuzi kamayu lahavi marinav shayav kaposi loishtar. We have a chazaka on the arkos. They don't want to be marinav shayu. So it's at a raya. Whether it's true or not, we assume that there's a raya. It's a non sahari. They're not going to do that. So it's at the raya. We're comfortable with that. And the shtar was a shtar raya. The star is a chasm of alma. What kayak do we have to the star? The star is, let's say, for argument's sake, we're going with Edith Chasima. And we said Edith Chasima, it's chasm with Goyim, which are not kosher for Edith. So you don't have Edith on your star, so how can the star be kosher? Amr Shmuel, Dinah Machusa, Dinah, Viboy Seima, Tani Chutz, Mikigit Dinosh. So Dina Machusa works for the first half of the Gemara, and therefore, since Dina Machusa says that the Shtaris, which are other Merkoshal, other Gagabim, they said they put their weight behind the Dina Machusa says that that's a valid document. So that means it's going to, even though it said the Chosim are Goyim, it's going to get a Kayach of Shtar, and this Kayach of Shtar will have a Kayach, Pashal Bidin Gemara, to be Makna. The matana from one Yisrael to another Yisrael. That's lav dafka. When the Mishnah says shtar is a kosher, it means shtar matter, which is shtar raya. But in any case where the purpose of the shtar is to be a haknoa, like by gets where the shtar is part of the chalois, or by matana, so over there in chanami the shtar would not be kosher. So you have two terutzim in the Gemara. Right. So that's we have two terutzim in the Gemara to understand. L'chara, the two terutzim seem to be arguing whether dinner machus dinner or not. Right. So, and if that's true, based on the klali psak, we pass on like the Shabbaser. Means the Lishabbaser of the Gemara is saying that we would not apply dinner machus to dinner. That would be the simple reading of the Gemara, and that's takana Rambam says it. Well, we'll get there. Yeah. Okay, the Rambam in Mabul of Perach of Zion. Right, so the Rambam has this long arichas, and he basically says that this halacha of our coast that the star is kosher by Shtari Mecher. He says, but he points out that when it comes to Shtari Chayv, which is the which is what is the din of what the Rambam in Mabul Beloiva. He says, "Her rabbi says, feel the story chayv shalhen shenosto mos b'fneim psulim. Well, he chir eli story mecha kumemker shenosto mos b'fneim, but nosto mos b'fneim." He says, "So my rabbeim said that a star halvo, it's not kosher, and it's only by story mecha kumemker. And I'm saying, and anybody who's that I disagree with." So what's the deal? So the my commission is like this: that the shtori mecher, which the purpose of the shtar is just a raya, so they work. By shtori matana, which that's the chalois is the chalois, doesn't work. Shtori halvah, somewhere in the middle. There was a mesinas kasef in front of them, so it's divided that they did it. On the other hand, it has to be part of the shibud. The purpose of the star is the parallel shibud. So in that sense, it's like star matana is the parallel shibud. On the other hand, it's like the case beaker. It's a star raya, and therefore it's not. It's which Gemara says that they work for star raya. So that's the deal between the Rambam and the Gaon. But that's clear that the Rambam is only he's accepting the fact. The Rabbosai are saying that star chayv shalhem it doesn't work because. By story matana, it doesn't work, and the Rama is arguing that prat. That's how the fine. So it comes on the Maga Mishnah that so lechara. But what happened in the Machus Adina? So she says over here. Where is it? So we're passing like the second lashon of the Gemara. Ah, vetemir fregen, we paskin dinam bchusadina. Yeshafar shafi daitim zel davagav the kaimel dinam bchusadina. Kibavur perkei mehelus gazel mabeda. Hani milu b'mashu toelus lemelat binyan amisim shaloi. Mashu mechukov. Well, the worm shemed on machaveroi ein dinoi behem din. And that's shot in the boys having the Gemara. Lormin mechagav the dinam bchusadina. Tarech chusagitinoshim. It's interesting. Lashon of the Maga Mishnah says it's a suggestion of pshat. You can't tell me that I'm wrong. That's the chiluk. But there has to be some type of a chiluk because we're passing the dinam machus dinam. But the Rambam is passing over here the dinam machus dinam does not work for the sugya for these type of shtaros. And then they're arguing, what's the status of shtari halvah? Is it like that's not nisker in the sugya? Is that like shtari matana or is that like shtari mekach? That's how he's mazur the sugya. Okay, so the Rama paskes that it's a machlokes in the Shemesh of the Gemara. We're passing to the second lashon of the Gemara, but we're not throwing out the whole concept of dinam machus dinam legamri because that's going to be difficult to say that. But rather, we're making some type of a chiluk. So that's one chiluk. That's the Raga Mishnah suggests. The Rishonim over here, the Rashba, the Bani Yonah over there, which we saw, he brought a Yesh before him over there, which said that the chiluk is whether it's Tuelos HaMelech or not, like we said before. It says, but he's going to learn that that's not true. They're not arguing. Simply not arguing. The chiluk is whether there was Harmon of the Malka or not. Did the Melech make such a gzera or not? The two Rishonim are handling either in the case where the Melech made such a takana, then the story Mekach would work. If he didn't make a takana, so then the Edechambi wouldn't work. Just one point to point out, you have to think of the cheshbon. So, if you're telling me that the two tzrutim in the Gemara are being mechal between whether there was harmon of the malka or not, that's a lashon. If the melech made a tekana, so taka works. Now, when the melech made a tekana, he made a tekana by shtaris. He didn't say, well, shtari mechach or shtari not versus shtari matana. Either he made a tekana or he didn't make a tekana. So, if he made a tekana by shtari mechach and by shtari matana. If he didn't make it, he didn't make a tekana by anything. He never discussed. There was no law which says that you have to respect and accept the shtaris of the arkos. But it comes out in the Gemara, and the Gemara is saying, even though that's true, that there's no such tekana, the power of a shtar for as a raya by mechach will exist independent of the dinam machus dinam. Independent of the Mechus Adina. Because the Mora is saying, even though there's no Takana, according to this, and Takashtari Matana, which we need a Takana, it doesn't work. But by Mechach, it works because you don't need a Takana. It means our coast will have a power by Shtari Mechach as a Raya, independent of the Mechus Adina. You don't need the Mechus Adina to generate their Raya. I just pointed out to the Cheshire and the Gemara. The Rush, when he says this chilik.
I don't know why is that halacha correct? Maybe the dinam achus dina is that a sale only goes into effect when you have a proper proof that you bought it. To avoid having people come and claim he didn't, the king said if you make a sale you have to have a raya, and that's when it becomes your. He didn't say ways to make the Kenyan. Tell me how you make the Kenyan. You have to have a star, you have to have a proof, a documented proof of the sale. And the Dilmachus is only on Shtarayim.
I guess that could be, but the Kaposik Matani would be very funny. Right, the Rishonim are saying that the Mishnah come along and saying this is the din, right? So I guess we could theorize that was it in the Machusa, but the more doesn't, you know. But the Rishonim are saying, listen, the two Rishonim are saying like this: if it's in the Machusa, avada the Mishnah that includes Shtari Matana, right? So, and if there wasn't in the Machusa, it didn't mean to include that.
Like is what the Takana was.
So if they're saying that they're arguing what the din of Machusa was, that's not Mizdaver, right?
So if you're not considering that Shtari is din of Machusa, so let's say two people are arguing about the piece of land, one person brings witnesses and one person brings a Shtari from
this
Beis Din, their court,
would that be equivalent? Well, the reason why it's going to work out to the din of Anan Sahari. We have an Anan Sahari that Lord Marin Avshayu, so Lord Marin Avshayu was a raya that he must be saying the truth. So now you have a new question. You have to wait. How do you wait an Anan Sahari versus Adim? Sometimes Anan Saharis and Shas are equivalent to Adim, and sometimes they're not. So I don't know. That's the card of the law. That's how it's working. It's working along the lines with the Chazaka that it's good. The Rosh doesn't say it exactly like that. Now, that's what some of the Rishonim say. They said that the chiluk is whether there was Haman of the Malka or there wasn't Haman of the Malka. The Rosh in Siman Yud, when he brings down the Gemara, he says it a little different kinach. Hani trei lishri lo pligi adoti. They're not arguing. The lekaman the polig ahodomer bechuli atalma dinam achus adinam. Like we had before, nobody argues dinam achus adinam. They're not arguing dinam achus adinam. That's not the argument. So, and Elamai, they're arguing in Hanoa, the Rosh didn't even raise that possibility, which the Rebbe Yonah discusses. Matarzim Asnisim betray Lishni. We can be Mazar Mishnah one of two ways. Im Hinigamelag Shal Yasu Shtar, Elamit Nehar Kos. Shal Yakim who ate him al Shtar, Achivoyo Baliadover, the Nehar Kos, Viyiru Viyadar Kos, and Mithisadover. If the takana was, you must come to court and write your documents after you presented your points in court. And then the court will allow the eidim to sign. V'hanu shtaras ha'oilim berkos. That's the lashon. What's the lashon? Shtaras ha'oilim berkos shalak. What's the lashon? Ha'oilim berkos. That they're brought. The shtaras are brought to the arkos. It's shtaras which are written in the arkos. That's the card of law. Since the oilim berkos means that we created a transaction. We created a document, and the law is you must go to court with your document and present everything, and then sign on it. That's what was the card. If that was the card. That was the law.
So the law is I cannot have an IOU between me and you without going to bed.
No, IOU was not Aedis. He says, Shalyatim or Aedim Aladover.
No, IOU. No, let's say Michael Fuldevar, $50 from Ellie Weingold, signed Harry Simpson and Beryl Weissman. Okay?
Right.
Now.
Okay. Okay. Well, you wanted it, right? Okay.
I have to do that investment. I can't have that. That's what the Rosh says.
That's what the Rosh says. That's how the Rosh gets much more detailed into what the Hanhagas Samelach was.
That means the Dina
there was a Harmon of the Malka. The other Rosh said, Lashon Harmon of the Malka.
Dina the Malchusa says that any Shtar not made investment is not a Shtar.
Right.
Is that what he's saying?
The Gemara.
It's not a Mishnah.
Correct, that's how the Rosh is living. Now, would that be binding is a different question. Would that be binding is a different question. I'll try and touch on that maybe today still. But so now, I want to just talk through the Rosh. The other Rishonim, they said there's Haman of the Malka. So Haman of the Malka is an open statement. I don't know what the Haman of the Malka was. We can fill in the blank. So you fill in the blank. Again, so what's our problem? Our problem is that we're taking this piece of paper, which is not a shtar, and we're making it into a shtar. Right? So, what was the one of the Malka? That the shtaras, which are made in our coast, have the validity of halachic shtaras. What was the question? The question is the mitzad hilchus shtaris that they have a kerach of haknoah that they're the shafta chalois. You edus shalakim is not a valid shtar. So what's the moral solution? The moral solution is that Dina Mechusa Dina says that the king feared Ein that you can make kinyonim with these type of stars. That would be the Dina Mechusa that we need to solve our problem. Right, that was our problem. And the answer is the Mechusa, the color was, the king said that in this country when you take a document that you want to give a matana and you transfer it, you now own it. Okay, so it's not the mission, you own it. That was the comma. Right? So again, the other Rishonim leave it blank, so we can fill in the blank however we want. Comes on the Rosh says that the comma was you cannot write a shtar until you go to the arkos and you eat to the day, you give all of your information, and then they let you you write your shtar, and everything has to be completed in our arkos. So how do we solve the problem of shtar matana? So look, we still have the problem. So the rule, I have to go to our arkos. Come to our arkos, says, listen, I want to give it to him and I want to be mocked at him. Oh, the Adam say he really wants it. And what's the Kenyan? But they didn't make it to come. That's the kenyan. The Russians, the rule was they have to come to court and present their aiders, and they did that. What's the kenyan? How do we solve the problem? It sounds like that the Russians learning that when Nimr calls her Bifneim, the weight the Samchino Lyle, so the you know the signal is going on the Zuzu Kamayo.
It's going on what?
The next line. The Lo Yoibi Zuzu Kamayo. We rely, they wouldn't have done this. So they rely that they would not have. So we're creating a.
That wasn't the din of
Mahusa. Again, I'm trying to understand what was the din of Mahusa din. So the other Rishonim don't tell me what it is. So I said, oh, no problem, I'll fill in the blank. What was the din of Mahusa din? The din of Mahusa was that Shtaris worked. That's what we need, right? I understand. I'm just saying, the other Rishonim didn't say what the din of Mahusa din was. What was the law that the king said? So I'm going to fill in the blank what the law was. Now remember, my problem was this piece of paper doesn't work. So the answer is the law is the piece of paper works. And wouldn't that be, that would be the logical progression, right?
No, that's fine. But the more, the Caucasian more is also there. Whatever this is, it helps it because it was a thing.
Again, the more came along as a, it's not a law, this is not a valid document which a law recognizes.
That's the more answer that was a thing. That fixed the problem.
I understand, but yeah. I wonder how it fixes the problem.
So now it is now.
I wonder how it fixes the problem. So if the law was, the law was, the king said all documents written by court are binding. Okay, so that's the Kiddush. This is a document in my court. It's binding, and therefore it has the character to be marked. I'm great. The Rush didn't say that was the Takana. The Takana is you must come to court and present everything before you sign. Oh, great. Okay, so therefore I know for sure that's what happened. And therefore I'm very happy and very confident that you went to court and you did everything you're supposed to do before you signed. See, if your issue is a raya, I really am confident that you went to court because the king said you had to go to court. I'm great. But then if you're asking me, Shtar Matana, how did you answer the question? I went to court, brought all my aides, which I guess means that I really want to do it. And what was the kenyan with? The Rosh seems to say once you get to, that means I'm going to then suggest in the Rosh, I don't have a, you know, that the Takana was you must come to court and you must present everything in court. So therefore, by Matan also you're going to come to court and present your desire to give it over in court. You wrote it up and you come to there to the court. And the Edom again, the Edom means Goyim because the Edom are Yisrael. Like, what's the whole problem? The fact that you did it, this whole maimon, the maimon in front of the court, means you're very serious about it, and that therefore halacha recognized that as a kenyan. I don't know. So that's what I'm trying to say. That Benigma Dabba called over with me, I mean, that was part of the Takana. Once you go to court, the going to court is binding, not the document. Because you didn't solve the problem on the document. The point is, this document, which is only signed in court, and therefore the king said, whatever is done in court, you have to have that. Therefore, that's called binding. The whole maimon is binding. Not the star itself is binding. There wasn't a Takana that the king said the documents are binding. He said you go to court, and what the court does is binding. That's called a kenyan. Even though there's no mice a kenyan. Just the fact the court does it is binding. That's what the Kiddush of Rosh is saying.
What are you trying to do? The guy changed his mind, he doesn't want to give the Takana?
It's too late. I gave you the document.
I have a document that says I want to give someone $100.
I gave it to him, right?
And I gave it to him. Why does the star have to shop anything? Because I want your star right. Nothing more than that. The king is that I gave the guy the thing and he took it.
Finished.
I think
so. But
the star
but,
is creating the
Kenyan. Hark is either Mishtar or Bechazak. So he didn't give any money, he didn't do a Chazak.
I'm saying he gave the money, he didn't.
He gave him the star, but halachically it's not a valid star.
No, he gave him the Matar.
It's all my character.
Why do you want to learn that he wants a star to shaft the matana? Why can't you say that he might have the star matana? But the guy it is, it's a riot that I gave you my house. Or that I said I will give you my house, and I will give you my house. It's only to mean if I deny the facts of the Mishnah.
Well, that's the Morse Kasha. The Morse says Chasav Balmu. Well, what's the Morse Kasha Chasav Balmu? Why is it Keres? It's Raya. It's the same. And the Morse only. The Morse in Mecca is a Raya. We know they wouldn't write this unless it's really true. So the Mecca is a Raya. But the Morse Kasha is by Mishnah Matana, yeah. You need a Hakno.
You need a
Kinyan. Okay, what motivated the Rosh to say like this? I don't know, but the Rosh, has a connection over here, which is there's something interesting here in the Rosh. Okay, just point that out in the Rosh. The other Rishonim come along and say that the chiluk is whether it's, the Magen Mishnah says the chiluk whether it's the Tuelus or Melech or not. He brings later on that the Shita Cheres to the Balita, the Ramban, the Rashba, that they always work in Mashar Matana because, and therefore we work Mashar Havo also because we pass on Shul Dinah Mokhus Adina. The two Lashonas are handling whether there was, the Nafkina was in a case where they made. So the Lashon he says is. The Vatikal Hechad, the Iker Harmona, the Malcolm, Kolostoris, Sherba Erlem, Ksherin. That was Harmona. If you go in Benetirin, Shal Malcolm, Shalonu, like we have with the notary. Well, that Harmona, the Malcolm, Tani Chusigid, the Roshim, the Mai, Sharmatana. So that would be the Chilik. Our documents valid or not? That's still an Afkamin. Okay. That's how those who Shalom learn. The Chilik, which the Magen Mishnah says is Tuel Samal, not Tuel Samal. The Mordechai says it differently. The Mordechai says that the chiluk is that even though dinah machus dinah, which is really what the lashon of the Rebbe Yehuda touched on, that's the anonius which are minhagim shal mishpatei hamalachim. Arnonius and Menhagar Shal Mishpatei Hamalachim, there's Dinah Mechus HaDinah. But Adam Lechaveroi, there's no Dinah Mechus HaDinah. I don't think the Mordechai's in the passage. Okay. See, he makes a chiluk between which Rabbi Yonah touched on, that the reach of the Melech is not between two Jews. Right? The reach of the Melech doesn't go between two Jews, it's Hindu Jews. There never was Dinah Mechus HaDinah.
Ben Adol Havero means only two Jews when he says Ben Adol Havero doesn't know. They mean two very
well,
so.
Okay, we'll get there. Okay. There. We'll try and get there. I'm sure we'll get there, but we'll try. The way we've been saying it, two Jews want to work out a system, however they want to work out. Let's get done. You should work out a system. So you want to use arbitration, you want to use a bad, I don't care how you want to use it. So these are your laws, that this is not a valid way to be marked or something. So hey, mark it. I don't care how you marked it. So, that's not something which the Melech gets involved in. He gets involved in how to run the country. He gets involved in Arnonius, etc. So you want to know speeding? That's something which is really relevant to the whole country. So you think you can't speed? Okay, you want to know how the two of you do a transaction and a business transaction? I don't care how you do a business transaction. So even if he would say it, it doesn't have a weight to it. It's not really what his job is supposed to be. His job is supposed to be the to be noig mishpatei malucha, and it's to be noig and take care of taxes, the type of thing. That's his job. That's the role of the melech. Comes the Chazanish. The Chazanish suggests what Rabbi Thab was raising, that there might be a chiluk between two goyim and between two yidden. Right? That it's his ummah, I don't know how you play it nowadays, but it's his ummah, and he wants his ummah to function a certain way. So that right he has between two goyim and tell him how they're going to be noyed. That goes a rhyme into Elis HaMelech, he calls it, that goes a rhyme Mishpatei HaMelechim, whoever you want to say the Nusuf is, that goes around Mishpatei HaMelechim. Yes, he says, if he comes along and says that the transaction between two people is this type of document, not that type of document, whoever he wants to say, that's his business. Yes, it is his business. He doesn't have a business to get around, it's not his business to get involved between two Jews, but the Torah gave us a way to do it, to tell us how to do it. And the Torah said this is not a valid document, because it's signed by the wrong people, so it's not a valid document. I'm not committing to the Chazanish. I think the Chazanish is a Chiddush. you could have. I mean, you know, I think that the kiddush, the parshas, is not like the chazanish, like Rabbi Thayer was saying. It's even to go, it shouldn't be binding. Whether they'll fight it or not, I don't know. But the Rabbi Yehuda says this kalluk. Kamat says this kalluk. Yeah. Okay. The Maisa, most of the, so the Rishonim will bring it down. They contrast Toelis versus not Toelis. And then he touches on that, you know, that's which one way to say it, if it's in Toelis and not Toelis. And he seems to say, then get involved in the Schilk between Ben Adam and Chaveroi or not. We're not getting involved in that. Is that an expression of the issue of Toelis and Melech, not Toelis and Melech? Pashas is a separate Nakudu.
He says,
right. But that's not the Kudah of Toelis, not Toelis. Right? So that's a separate Nakudu. Okay, what happens in Halacha Lamaisa? The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. So, according to the way the Magen Mishnah is learning the Rambam, so that there's going to be the scope of Dinah Machus Dinah Halacha Lamaisa is limited. According to Mechaber and Simas Samakas follows the Rambam. The Shtar Shalim of the Chachavim, Barakosh of the Chachavim, only apply to Shtar Mechach Memker. It doesn't apply to Shtari Havoa. It doesn't apply to Shtari Matana. And Shtari Havoa is this Mechalikus, and he passes like the Rambam. It works by Shtari Havoa. The Ramah and Simas Samakas things up. Before that, everything is written properly. That's Losh and Machab. Comes on the Ramah. That's the rush. Then he says, fine. So he says, first of all, we're going to pass it. If there was a din in the Mahusa that these stars would be valid, we're going to pass them that the stars are valid. So the guy comes along and says, the Klisha Kama, we're going to shill a pligi adadi. Lisha Mash is Farshim Wakam Shainamon of the Malka. Dimlo Kano Kaimon din the Mahusa dinna. So you have to answer the stira. The Ein Lor Mikiyesh Beforshim Dafka Shiyesh Melech Toelis. Maybe the chiluk is Toelis versus not Toelis. Then Ken Kasher Hodech Hesabatim Nudalam Abayz and Nudhayman Aleph. Okay, we have the more on the Nudalam Abayz. You have to that the Mechira of Karka is only valid with a star. So therefore, the second person can't be Machzik. Doesn't have a star. So, what's the Toelis of the Melech? Nehemiah Aleph, there's a Chazaka with 40 years. What's the Toelis of the Melech? Tasker is a Toelis of the Melech. Okay, what's the Toelis of the Melech by Chazaka 40 years? Well, Rambam Asavar, the Gambaha, the Shoam, the Dalma base, Toelis of the Melech, Litin Chukas. So remember, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda said, Tupshotim, what was his arrangement? It was referring to the we say it has to be with a star. Who's star? Wamshani said it was a surfer Melech. You have to come to the court and record it because you want, and then you'll pay your tax. So that's obviously the Toelis of Melech. So that's very good. Kushkas Muran Ein Shah. Now Shom and Haman Aleph didn't to pursue La Michaika Melechu Elamin Hogam Kach. So the Rambam is going to have to learn. So the problem is, if all the Mishnah over here bring the Raya from Nunheim and Aleph, you see that a Mechusa Dinah is relevant even to Tuelas and Melech. What's enough to mean to the Melech that the Chazakah 40 years, not 40 years, like what's in the Gaya to him?
Who are you reading from?
This is the Gra. Beer Gra, the Oyster Test. Right? So good. So we'll answer that. That will answer. We can answer in the Dalma Beis. The Pshat and Gemara is he wants him to produce this piece of paper in order to be able to get his tax. He has to have to come to him to get the piece of paper. That's the more in the Dalma Beis. What's with the Ham and Aleph? What's in the Gay? So the Rishonim asking the Zakasha and this Pshat. The Rishonim points it out. And Jerusha points it out. The Ran over here points it out, etc. You see that's Lav Dafka still seen Tuelas and Melech, not Tuelas and Melech. The Chazon Ish says, I would suggest that the chiluk, the way he's suggesting is that, yes, the dinah mechusa dinah there was valid and binding between Bnei Mosa. It wasn't just min hagam kach, it was a dinah melech. But dinah melech is binding between the Bnei Mosa. But that she's binding on the Yisrael, was gate them on, and that Nakuda you say was gate them on, that he should get involved in the cases between the Yisrael which are not relevant to him. But vis-a-vis the Malchus, so the flow of the Gemara, the Rashbam was the Gemara, and the Dalam and the Nehemet Aleph. Dinah Mechusa Dinah, number one. Number two, Mamish, 40 years. Number three, Tasta. So we had a problem with the Gemara. It's either one. The Gemara says, I heard three things. Either you heard one thing or you heard two things. You didn't hear three things. Where did Rashbam learn? You heard Dinah Mechusa Dinah, and two examples of Dinah Mechusa Dinah are this and this. So either you're telling me that you heard one thing, Dinah Mechusa Dinah, and with two examples. Or tell me you heard two examples, then you didn't hear three things. The way the Gra is learning, you might gain in the Gemara, I heard three things. I heard Dinah Mechusa Dinah, wherever that applies. I heard that they had a minute to do this for 40 years, whatever that's about. That's a minute, Dinah Mechusa Dinah. And I heard this dinah that the reach of the concept of taska is actually kach that you have a right to take the property, which that's not automatically included in dinah mechusa dinah. So that's I'm expressing how far the reach is. So you can discuss what the three things are, but without that, you're stuck in the Gemara. That's where the guy maybe is coming from, where he felt the Rambam was coming from. Pashil and the Gemara, it's not three things, it's two things. The Dinah Mechusa Dinah, two examples of the Mechusa Dinah are this and this.
Why is it the Gaya? Why do we care about the Dinah Mechusa
Dinah? It's a good question, I don't know. Let me first that sentence. So let's say, what the Gemara is saying is once that's true, it's binding. So it's binding on the Israel of Bais and the Goy. So even though Stam Akum or Gazlonia Rata, so we have to, normally the din is the Chazaka, it's like Chazaka Zayn and Matayna, but that became the minig in that neighborhood, which means that the minig over there was the courts were not going to enforce, or whatever it is, the minig came, they're not, after 40 years you can't get your land back. That blives a level of transfer, which when I buy from him, I can keep it. So even though he stole from Israel, it comes out. But since over here the minute was, after 40 years you can't get your property back. So even though it's not Dinei HaTorah, I could. And there's no Dinei HaMechusa which prevents me from doing that. But practically I can't get it back. So Mora holds it, that's enough of a Yiyush or whatever it is, that when he now owns it, and the Yisrael buys from him, I get the second he'll get to keep it.
I listen to Tvelos. How does that work?
It's not working out so well. It's working out Minig Medina.
Minig Medina is not the
Talmud Medina. No, it's a separate thing called Minig Medina.
And that's binding when
I there? It's not a question of binding. It's practically.
Why am I allowed to bind him?
The Gemara is saying that
there is not like that. So,
but right now it's by Goy. It's by Goy. So Yisrael number one owns it. Right. He's not going to get it back from the Goy. That was the way they were annoying. It wasn't Dinah Mechusa. They were annoying like that. But that's the fact. You're not going to get back.
But I still can't buy it.
So that the Gemara is telling me that like that level of once it's sitting by him for 40 years and they're going to get it back, that's a yush which allows the next person to buy it. It's like, as far as he's concerned, it's not. You're now buying it.
But since he can't get it back from their laws, therefore there's like a year.
It's like a year. Well, if it was years, it's years. Probably the chiddush is karka. Karka, you don't say that karka is nigzel. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. And that's because that's a binding law over here. Now it's a dinam chuzadinam, because that's the minute. So even though there's no dinam chuzadinam, it's not that, but the fact is that we're going to get it. That's enough to say. That would be the chiddush. I mean, it's a big chiddush, I think, but you know, that's what the guy suggests. So the Ramah over here comes along and says that no, dinam chuzah dinah, even though it's they're besak, and this it works. So Ramah is not makalatim whether it's the tawelas, not tawelas, etc. The Ramah just says that it works.
Says what?
The Ramah says dinam chuzah works. If they said that shari matanas work, they work. End the conversation. The Ramah in Shin Samach Tes. In two steps in Shin Samach Tes. So in Sif Tes he says, that's the Rush, the Rush in the Dorim, that's the Ran, etc. Therefore, so the Iker is that it works not like the Ran is saying it's limited to Karka, which there you have a right to say Amanas can show you Durba Artso, otherwise Kimadero Zeh. No. Ches. Okay. Then what?
Ches.
Then he says in Yud Aleph, what about Dina Yerusha? He says here like this: "Anos Eish v'Makom Shadonin B'Dinei Akum, U'Meisa Eishtoi LaYuchol Avi Eishtoi Ashar Yoshel Lomer Kol Anos Eish Al Das Aminu Kunoisi Dinei Dar B'Dinei Akum, which they have different rules of Yerusha, but Yerusha Dinei Tara the Baal is Yerush. They have different rules how does Yerusha. You married a woman Al Das, whatever the region is over here." The Mesa, your Shabbala, Kadam Lazet, Bulekim is Emishim Dinam Chuzin, we don't say that. Domir Dinam Chuzin, but there was Yeshloi, Hanala Melech, Ashulat, the Kalis Bene Amadina. Amalosh, you don't know the Dinay Akum. Din came, but Tabot called Dinay Yisrael.
That's the Ramah.
This is the Ramah, at the end of Shin Samah test. So now the Ramah comes along and says that it has to be either Hanala Melech, or Ashulat, the Kalis Bene Amadina. Before in Samach Ches, he said the dinam chuzah applies to everything. In the Sif Ches, he says dinam chuzah applies to everything. And he points out, no, you have to say what he said before that it's across the board. He doesn't mean a mamash across the board. It means al das. What he's going to say here at the end, which is two things: either hanal the melech, or shehuda tekanas bnei amadina. But we never came along and said whatever the Goyish laws are, that's automatically going to be dinam chuzah dinah. So you have to follow the Goyish laws. So they say Yerusha doesn't go to the Baal, etc. There's no such that's not the kadosh b'nei amadina b'atzim. You can't say the country's better because Yerusha goes this way, it goes that way. There's no kadosh b'nei amadina in that situation. So memela, there's no dinam chuzah.
Still come with cases potentially where the saying because you're going to have problems with the Stira, otherwise the whole Torah is bottled. It's still the same bitch. I mean, if you came in to Kanasu, you know, this was a Minang Dino versus a Muslim, like, you still can have potentially the same issues.
Okay. So now, how right does this Ramah go? The Ramah says, okay, we're now introducing the Kudah. They should make dinner the Mechusa dinner, connect the Dinah. Hanasa Melech, that's part of the rights of the Melech. So he can charge taxes, you know, he can do whatever. Anyways, the Hanasa Melech, that's part of the arrangement you have with the Melech. So that's not called Negadini Atara, even though they wouldn't exist without the Melech. Okay, fine. But this Tekanas Ben Hamadino, so what happens with being Negadini Atara? So the Shach in Ayin Gimel, Sifkat Lamates, which is dealing with the case of it's here. That they came along and they put a you can't sell the mashkin before a certain limit amount of time. Then came Gamba Yisrael. So the same way when your akum, you have a limit, even though halacha would let you sell the mashkin before a certain period of time, but that the law said not like that. It applies between two Jews also. That's the Ramah. So the Shach, it starts on the Sukkot Lamates, long Shach, but on the next page of the Shach, so he handles exactly what the Ramah means, etc. Achafi, in the Estaite, Divir Ramah, Sarki, Leyin, Bikra, Din, Shayukh Lamach, Rapaz, Mishana, Shudavar, Timur, Ma'oid, the Fian, the Estaite, Shakim, and Akhbi, Dinah, Tara, Yokh Lamach, Lach, Lamadi, Hech Nilman, Medinah, Akhm, Levato, Dinah, Tara, Chasr, Shalom, will take his ice be Israel. What?
You could sell it, doesn't mean you have to sell it.
You're taking my right. I want to sell it now. You're taking my right. The law says I'm allowed to sell it. You're saying I can't sell it. So you're bringing about my skus. I have a skus bias in it, and you're taking my skus. You're a gov. You're making me not.
Well, you could use it in things like that. Like,
no, part of my right is to sell it. You're taking my right to sell it. The law says you could sell it. Lo take this be a sale. Like he brings the Shulta Gibarim, quote unquote, he quotes El Shtickle. So that's for sure. Like, how can you take that away from me? What did Machus? I feel the Shara Poiskin, the servant. You say did Machus, did Machol Dover. How did Dafka Mashenu Negad din Tarasenu? El Shenu Mafurish Etzlenu. So there steps in Dinah Machus. I will order within the Akum, the Chol Dover Negad Tarasenu Chalila, but El Yosef Kain be Yisrael. And he gives the case that the Mordechai is talking about wasn't a case where there was anything before Shetzlenu. So over there, yes, you can make a limitation like that. But a case where Halacha says it clear that there's a dinner mashkaf that you're allowed to sell at the Lama Yom, their Halachas will not overwrite my schus to do that. The Chassam Sofer takes this Yisod of the Shach, that you cannot do Keneged Din HaTorah. He says, let's cheshven up the more on the Dal. The more on the Dal says that when the guy pays the money, he's Masulik. The Yisrael's not kind till he gets the star. Right? So in between is after. So Morris says, 1 second. Morris says, Dinah Machuz Adinah. Now, what's in the Machuz Adinah? The problem is the second guy with Chaptois can't be kind because he doesn't get a star at the end. The current nickel in that concept of Dinah Machuz Adinah is that a sale is not valid until you get the star. It means the first guy who sold, the guy who sold it, is still the owner until the star is transferred. So why is it more?
We don't believe in this no man land state.
The current Dinah Machusa should also, Zot Chassam Sofer, should cheshben out that there's no
half-kaw,
because the Melech says you're not kaina till you get a star. So for some server, the Torah said halacha says that the goy is masulik b'kesef. That the king can't change. You would say you want to be kinda Right? The king said, you can't be koina. You're not going to be koina until you get the shtar. So you find by Yisrael also such a concept. You find that even though the Gemara says a kedushin, even though Mikir Adin Kesef is koina, but Malkus is koina shtar, you're not koina until you get the shtar. There is a Gemara that we have such a concept.
Because you don't want to.
I understand, but you find such a concept. So the Nochus over there is not going to get into the Torah. But to say that you can't be mafkia the goy, when the halacha says the goy is mufka, the goy is mufka. So, like the Shach says, you can't go connected to the Torah.
That's the thing you say before, that it's dependent because there's an understanding between the two.
I understand. I understand that. The point that you find such a concept, so the Melech can shell back such a rule. All right, that's the Melech. This is the rule over here. This is how we work. Okay. But connected to the Torah, you don't have such a thing. He says, you see, the more didn't handle that, the more's kasha wasn't that the guy's not masulah, the more's kasha, the second Yisrael can't be kind of, because where's the shtar? Now, in the Gemara, bet some you read the Gemara, I hear his kashman, is it clear in the Gemara that was the kasha? Maybe the kasha was the guy's not masulah, because then machos adena. The Gemara didn't really say too much what is kasha, but the Chazar assumed that way, and he says that would be true. Okay, so what do you do with the surma? So the Shach says that the surma is saying you're making takanas, some of the takanas which are not mafurish, and we have a din which is not mafurish anywhere. So there, all of a sudden, then you can say takanas medina works, but it's mafurish. There's no way that takanas medina will override that. That's the Shach vibe like that halacha lemaisa. The Chazanish has a problem with the Shach. He doesn't understand what he's talking about. He says there's no such thing as something which is not mafurish b'dinenu. We have a right to everything from halakha. So, what? Chazanish. He says, Poshah says, I don't get the cheshbon of where's the Shach case? Everything in the Elamite, you don't know where it is. Like in the Maestro of Salanter, he says, in my Shach it's mafurish. In your Shach it's not mafurish. That's your problem. But it's such a mafurish b'dinenu. Chazanish had a right to everything. You're not from Shach somewhere. You don't see it. That's your problem. But the Chazanish says like this. The Chazanish says that the Yesh Loimar, that this is the question of Simon Memdalim, that this halacha, that the Kalas of B'nai Medina halacha puts its weight behind, what the Ramah is saying, it's only the Kalas of B'nai Medina which halacha recognizes as a valid Kalas of B'nai Medina. What's called the valid Kalas of B'nai Medina? What does halacha recognize as this is something which the country needs? Who decides that? The king decides. I think it's very important that everybody in this country should wear pink clothes. Well, that's not the Kalas B'nai Medina. Well, we can recognize each other, and therefore we can go out to war. How far do you take it? Because, well, everybody's pink. You know, I wouldn't advise pink because you'd be easier targets. You know, who handles it? It's not the color. Teretz says we find it because that's the colors. So the same way Chazal made takanas, it means Hesus Chazal came along with their practice in Africa, whatever it is, and they created certain rules. That's also saying, meanwhile, this is a valid issue you need to address. So the king comes along and says, I want to address it. So he dresses it his way, we dress it our way. That's called not Negadini Atara, because that's part of the Kadosh B'nai Medina. The same way Chazal do that.
Yeah, but not that they do it in the Gedder. The laws of the Torah.
Good, they're saying the point is, what the Ramah is saying is, Dinamachuzin applies, like the Mora says, not limited, right? We're learning that the two truths are not arguing, and it's not limited to the Hanos Amelach, and not Dafka to Tuelos Amelach, and it applies across the board. Even the Lord made Adam Lechaber. So it means, even though the Halacha said there's not a good star, it's a good star. So before the Gemara, I can make this shtaris and strange. Plus, you know, halacha says it's not a good star. Well, it's a good star. Okay. So you're kind. You want a chance? You want to back out? We can't back out. Why? Halacha says you can back out. No, you can back out. Right? Teretz is right. It's Kadosh B'nai Medina. We need to find the Kadosh B'nai Medina, which the Shach asks. I mean, you can argue everything's Kadosh B'nai Medina if you want to stretch it as far as you want to go. So some service says that the Ramah means we look at the Torah for a definition of what's called the Kadosh B'nai Medina. And that's our paradigm of what are valid issues which need to be addressed by the government.
So just defining.
Right. And then that's going to be, so it's not called Keneged Atara, because Chazal also did that. So the king is supposed to do that. That's the job of the king.
You're not coming to therefore tell us that everything that the king does, if it's as well as a Melech or something like that, for an Nelson Melech, it's therefore allowed, it's not Keneged Atara. It's just saying those are what defines the areas that would be within.
So that's what the Din HaMachusa over, as it were, over overrides the Nei Torah by Mominus, not by Surim, by Mominus. You know.
That's what the Ramah would say.
That's what the Ramah would say. That's how that's a Ramah response to the Shach. He said, I'm not going Kenegan at Torah. There's Din HaMachusa Dino. And you're right. It's only when he addresses issues that need to be addressed. So, because I also think you should address it. So he addressed it a little bit differently. Okay, so that's not cold. He's going Kenegan at Torah. So just to marshal one application is, so the Emir Yosher, I mentioned to you, the Emir Yosher, Meir Arik, the was a big Pesach in Europe, we discussed his rent control. He's a fascinating guy. So there's two conditions of rent control. Condition number one is you can't kick the guy out. All right. Number two, you can't raise the rent, but beyond a certain point. He says, not kicking a guy out, we have Gemaras. We have Gemaras in Bamatzia. The Gemara talks about that it comes, you cannot, the person's in the house, you can't come out before. In the winter time, you have to wait 6 months, you can't come out in the middle of the winter. I mean, it's my property, I want to kick him out. No, you can't kick him out. So it means Chazal put their imprimatur on the Toelis, it's a valid Nakuda which needs to be addressed. You can't just throw people out. So they made a new rule how to throw, but you saw that's the Nakuda which Chazal recognized. There's no halacha which says you can't raise the rent. That's what Farish did. It's in your base. It says that you can raise the rent. I can't kick you out, but I have a right. If the shahr went up, and you made a contract, you were committing to this price for X amount of time, the contract is up, I can't kick you out in the middle of the winter, I can raise the price to the prevailing market price. There's no such takana. So that, however, so that already, there would be no din halacha recognizes the rent control on that point.
It's part of the
shtar. If I wrote a shtar and I said there's a rent control
and it's binding by the
shtar,
you don't
know,
have a law.
No,
but if you're living in a country, it's on an automatic,
but
into the
shtar. That's a merchant. It's a merchant argument. It's a Medina. He's like, I'm not discussing Medina. I'm discussing plain, simple Din HaMachusa. I'm coming with Din HaMachusa and I'm forcing these laws in. So I'm forcing when you cannot kick a person out. He's in the house, he has a right to stay there. I want to kick him out and I can't kick him out. The document is up. So Chazal said the document is up in the middle of the winter. Whatever, you cannot kick him out in the middle of the winter. It's not right to the person. You have to give a certain amount of time notice. So we're going to go a little bit longer than that. Chazal gave you 6 months and we're going to give you 25 years. Okay. But the concept, we need to address these issues of people being thrown out improperly, was a valid need. So he made his rule how to deal with it. That's called the Takanos B'nei Amadina. That's a valid Takanos B'nei Amadina. That which he came along and said, you cannot raise the rent. He says, I don't find anywhere in Chazal that Chazal ever limited such a thing. The Chazal said, part of your buy list as an owner is you have a right to get the market price. I want to be a guy who can't afford it. I don't also have to work out. We'll raise charity for him.
Can you sell another small
Okay, you want to know how far you take, how creative can you be into Chazal's name? I don't know. But then the point is, being a marshal, that you see, he's applying the some server. He quotes the some server. He's applying the some server that this nakuda of the Kanas B'nei Amadina, which is the a new limit on Dinah Mechusa Dinah. The issue is, like the Shach is saying, we can't go directly to Kenega Dinah Torah. That's never said that Dinah Mechusa Dinah. The answer is we have in Chazal such a concept. How exacting are you to apply it? We'll deal the shiloh. So Moshe Rav Hanukkah talks about the rent control. He says raising the price to the prevailing market, a person is an ani, he can't afford it. That's equivalent to kicking him out. So that's called dinner the chusa dinner. And because I wanted to protect the need, so you see that's a valid need, right? It comes along the Kabbalah Hashorin and says preventing a person from charging Kabbalah Hashorin is one of the European poskim. He says preventing a person from raising using his own money, his property to charge the valid price, that's communism. That's, you know, class war. That's, you know, appropriating. So that's connected to Natura, not recognizing property rights, and therefore it's connected to Natura. It comes along the Marshag, the Rav Shimon Greenfield, the Marshag, he comes along, he says that Tekanos Medina, it's good for some people, it's not bad for other people, that's not called Tekanos Medina. Tekanos has to be so much good for everybody. Again, they're all arguing how you apply Tekanos Medina. Now, the Emir Yosher, he does point out that Betzimus is sake of the dinner. We're not, the Shach didn't accept any of this.
halwa?
The shach didn't accept any of this. He called it a sake of the dinner. Right? The shach, the libid the emes, this is a sake of the dinner. How he paskin, hanosim elach is clear. Right? The Ramah came along and said it applies to everything. The Mechaber said not like that. The Ramah said it does apply to everything. The Ramah said it comes to the Amadino. And the shach is arguing that's only if it's not connected to the Torah. The dinner Torah, I have a right, the contract is up. I have a right to kick you out. So then he gets involved. Who's the muksik? That's the next question. Is the tzarcha the muksik or is the masker the muksik? Halacha says the masker is the muksik normally because karka is always certain cases. There are certain exceptions. So that he gets involved in a whole different question. But I'm saying the point is moving from how do we pass on this kumatul shas and gemara. The Rambam says one way. The Mechaber follows the Rambam, and there's a very clear limit on dinah mechusa dinah. Let's say that Magamash says Lohanosa Melech, etc. These things are not, or Bein Adam Lachaver doesn't apply. The Ramah is saying that does apply. Even the Ramah says you need to come to Bnei Amadina. Nuk Tanai, the Ramah tells Bnei Amadina. And the Kshak is arguing on that. And the Chassam Preserver, Kinira, is explaining that he's answering this problem. It's beyond Hanosa Melech. It's Bein Adam Lachaver. But there's some reason why it was necessary to get involved. You're just going to fear us in the Gemara. It means that we'd have to say that the Tekana. So what was this Tekana to? What was this Tekana to say that a Shtar Matana works? Right. So we're going with the two Lashonot that are arguing, and this is the Yesod where it applies. It applies by Noah Samelech, but the Kanas B'nai Medina. What's the Kanas B'nai Medina that Shari Matana work? So they have to say that be able to have a valid way to be Kaino, that was an important thing for the country to say. Okay? And Chazal didn't were Masakin Kinyon. So this is a valid, they have a right to be Masakin such a Kinyon. Okay, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, Rabbi Grossman is going to say Shir. I'm not sure the final Maskana, what he's touching on. He is sending Maram Makarmas. So that one for tomorrow morning. And